AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden speaks soon at the White House about Ukraine. There's been talk of sending U.S. tanks to help Ukraine in the war with Russia. Germany's chancellor announced his government would provide Ukraine with Leopard 2 battle tanks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is dismissing the U.S. and German intentions.
Peskov tells reporters during his daily conference call, "I'm convinced that many specialists understand the absurdity of this idea. Simply because of technological aspects, this is a rather disastrous plan." He adds, "The West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and the M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground, predicting these tanks will burn down, just like all the other ones," he says. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has now approved the supply of German-made Leopard 2 tanks, and the U.S. will send M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal investigation has started into the death of Tyree Nichols, a black man in Memphis, after a violent arrest. Kevin Ritz is the Memphis U.S. attorney.
It will be methodical, and it will continue until we gather all the relevant facts. As with any other federal investigation, we will go where those facts take us.
A Nichols family attorney says he was shocked, pepper sprayed, and restrained when he was pulled over for a traffic stop near his home. Five officers involved in the traffic stop, all of them black, were fired. A winter storm that brought severe weather to the Gulf Coast and wintry precipitation to the north is headed east a day after tornadoes caused widespread damage in the Houston area and injured three people in Louisiana. Microsoft says it's seeing some improvements to its online services, including the Teams messaging platform and Outlook email system, after users around the world reported outages. This is AP News. The Carter Center says only 13 human cases of guinea worm disease were reported worldwide last year. In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging, many times through the feet or other sensitive parts of the body. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm, but not close enough.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Part of the eradication work is training people to filter and drink clean water. Also, those who have had it are telling their stories.
There generally is kind of a fear of how bad it is to get guinea worm.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.